Hello, Mark. Good afternoon.
Hey, is Robert around?
He's not in the office. Can I help you?
Yeah, is there maybe a good time to get in contact with him, or kind of hit and miss?
Well, I don't have a schedule, so it's hard to say. I don't know when he will be here.
Okay, is there maybe someone else around the shop that helps out with financing?
Probably not right at the moment. No, thank you.
No? All right. Well, you said you could take a message or leave a voicemail?
Sure, I can. You can leave a message.
All right, my name's Kyle. I'm calling over here at the Bank of Cardiff.
The Bank of what?
Cardiff. It's a little weird to say on the phone. That's C-A-R-D-I-F-F. Like Frank Frank.
D A what?
C A R D I F F.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like two F's as in Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and then my direct line over here is 858-252-1490.
Okay, that's 858-252-1490. Nine?
Actually, that's 1490.
Oh, 92?
No. 1490.
Oh, 2. Where did I get 0? I don't know.
No.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's actually 1490. There's no 2.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Alright.
Does he have an email I can reach him a little easier through to send him a quick note before the weekend?
Not really right at the moment.
Alrighty, well,
but
I have
I give him, as soon as he come in, I give him that message. And what is your call regarding to?
Some past financing you guys did over there with ECSI.
With ECSI?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just a moment. Hold on a second.
This is Karen. May I help you?
Hey, Karen. My name is Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. I was actually looking to speak with Robert here, but I guess I got transferred to you.
Well, he is out of the office, so I'm the office manager.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you could possibly help me out there. Am I coming through clear on this end? It's a little spotty over here.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Are you familiar with some financing you guys did over there with XC a couple of years back?
With whom?
ECSI.
We back bought in through them.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you guys were able to create quite the relationship with them, and based off that, we had you pre-approved over here with us for some capital equipment. Okay. So, just wanted to see how business was going for you guys.
It's going real well, and actually, we're not looking for any capital right now. We have a local bank that we do most of our financing through, and we've got an operating note, and the balance is 0.
Okay, great. Well, that's good to hear.
Our cash flow is great, and we're not looking for money.
All righty. Well, what about equipment? You guys all up to date over there on that?
We're good to go.
Alrighty, well, don't mean to step on any toes with your local bank there. Just wanted to make sure I followed up with you here because Robert wanted me to get back in touch around August or so just to check in. But yeah, is there maybe a certain time of year you guys sit down and look to do stuff like that?
Well, you know, I don't think we're anticipating any financial needs in the immediate future.
Okay, no worries there. Well, you think maybe I can grab an email? I'll shoot you over my info just in case, heaven forbid, something does pop up.
Well, you can, but I really think that, like I said, generally, Bob, if he, the only reason that he ran the phone through CSI was because at that time they were providing service, and so they were fine.
Okay.
We don't do any of this type of thing.
Yeah, I know, but just like, just circumstantial, I understand you guys are all set up over there, but I would hate for something to pop up that they couldn't help you with, and I didn't provide you with my information, you know?
Yeah, thank you, but no thank you.
Okay, so no email then? Sounded like you were leaning towards it there at first.
No, you know, I get enough email, and...
It'll just be one, and then that'll leave it at that.
Honestly... don't anticipate us ever doing any business with you, so...
Oh, and why is that?
Thank
why
you.
Is that, though, if you don't mind me asking?